Oh, they're already up.
Hello, hello. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. You had a cough in the middle of that, Amelia?
Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. No, it's okay.
Well, you sound mad.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Anyway, this is Nettie Podcast with your host, Ileana Kuffner.
And Amelia Shaw.
Yay.
Yay. We're back.
We're back. So last week was a little rough.
Last
week we skipped because we had other commitments.
Yeah.
The week before was a little rough.
Oh my God, it's been a long time. It's been a
really I don't know. Something time. Was weird and no one can listen.
Nobody could hear us.
Hopefully you guys can hear us now. Let me know if you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So...
what was our intro?
I forget.
Me too.
Oh, your crepe thing. We were going to slander the crepe station real quick before
yeah,
we get into it.
Before we get into music, we're just going to slander the crepe station. And this is just silly slander. It's not a big deal.
Yes. This segment is called silly... Sorry.
No, go.
This is called silly little slander.
Oh, you added the little?
Silly... no, it's always been little.
Silly little slander. It's never...
the first
never
episode...
never been a little.
Oop, almost cursed. Almost cursed.
I really burned that out.
The first episode, we slandered Anna. Sorry about that. Yeah. It just happened. It slipped out. Really took away all your confidence. Really. Sorry about that. Anyway.
Okay, keep going. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you know about this, Ileana, and I haven't gotten any, but the crepe station, like, they make the wackest crepes all the time. Like, one of them was a hot dog one. So it was like hot dog.
Hot dog?
Cut up hot dog.
Oh, God. That makes me want to barf.
And cheese.
No.
Because, like, there was
no.
Had hot dogs for lunch the day before. So, like, they made hot dog crepe. One of them was, like, a sloppy joe. So it was, like, sloppy joes and, like, cheese. It's, okay. Like, always cheese.
When they put, like, meats inside of it, freaks me out.
They did a burger one.
That's horrible. I don't like burgers.
They did, like, a... I don't know. They just, like, do really, really... really bizarre things.
Yeah.
I got one that was like mozzarella cheese,
pesto?
Tomato, basil, and like balsamic, and it was actually really good.
Ew, like I've never gotten a crepe here. I'm scared.
No, the actual crepe is like really good. Like it tastes really good, but the things that they put in it are so weird because it's just leftovers.
So true.
But it's like not
what
crepe
if they put
material.
Like leftover salad inside of it?
No, that's like they do that. I
would get like a plain one and like...
yeah, like with nothing
like
in it.
Like a naked one
and then
like,
put like peanut
Nutella
butter
on
it.
Yeah.
That sounds so good.
I wish they had berries, but they never do.
If they did berries and Nutella, like they would have, every single person would get one. Every single person.
Because
I agree. That's amazing. But anyways, everyone should just like glance. Even if you're not going to get a crepe, just like glance at the crepe station because they make like some whack stuff there. And it's really interesting to see what they come up with.
The crepe lady is really nice. Her name's Brie, and she's really, really
sweet.
It's
always been a man making mine.
Oh.
Like, always. It's always a man. Have you been to Marquee in a while?
No. I literally never
got. So maybe you're thinking about, like, literally freshman year.
Okay, freshman year when I also never got crepes.
Yeah.
She's really nice. We have a little chat every time.
Oh. Well, anyway. She hasn't been there in a long time, so I don't know what you're talking about. It's a man.
It's a man.
I mean, maybe he's a woman. I don't know.
Let's get on a first name basis.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, it's bizarre to see what they make crepes out of, but it's also really just what you eat for lunch the day before.
Okay, got it.
Okay,
anyway, shout out to Roxanne, Evan, Anna. Thanks. Yep, you're getting a shout out right now. Thanks for listening.
You guys are the best.
You are the best. Anyway, we're going to put some music on now.
See ya. Introduce the song.
Oh. I don't really want to.
Okay, yeah, because
you can figure it out. Yeah,
these are just good songs.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need.
Hey, hey.
Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need.
Hey, hey.
Said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I done sowed.
Hey, hey.
Well, let me tell you something.
Inside the bottle,
maybe it's inside the bottle.
I had some good old buddies, names is whiskey and wine.
Hey, hey.
And for my good old buddies, I spent my last dime.
Hey, hey.
Now wine is good to me, you help me pass the time. And my good old buddy whiskey keep me warm in the sunshine.
Hey, hey.
Your mama may have blessed the child. Myself down to the bone, and I swear on Grandpa's grave I'll be paid when I come home.
Hey, hey.
Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need.
Hey, hey.
Said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need.
Hey, hey.
Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your
yeah.
know that shut that off.
Shut what off?
I don't know. Okay, that was I Need a Dollar by Aloe Black. Oh, and then
you're introducing them.
Yes, okay. And Red Red Wine, UB40. So if you're interested. Yeah, those are some fun songs I picked.
Those are some fun songs yeah. that I put on the playlist about 30 minutes ago.
Well, I planned this so far in advance.
Did you?
Yeah, weeks and weeks in advance. Weeks and weeks.
Did you hear that, guys? Weeks and
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah, I didn't just create this playlist. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway.
I got confused.
Yeah, so I think you should tell the story about...
Oh, you know. So I'm possessed.
Yeah, okay, so Amelia's possessed.
No, like, I'm actually not kidding. I think I should, like, see a medium or something. Because, here, let me just tell a story. So I was sitting in class, and I have, like, a problem with falling asleep in class. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, because it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter how much sleep I get. It doesn't matter what time of the day the class is. It doesn't matter if I drink coffee or not. It doesn't matter if I woke up, like, an hour before I go to class or not. Just, like, something about, like, classes just makes me fall asleep, which sucks because it sounds like I'm uninterested, and maybe I actually am. But I fall asleep in class, like, very often.
Is it only that class?
Or no.
It's everyone?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's usually only in my morning classes, but I have fallen asleep in an afternoon class when we watched a video.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome.
It was 13 minutes long and that was just too much for me.
13 minutes yeah. is the cap.
Yeah.
12 minutes? You probably would still be awake.
12 minutes I probably would have been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
13 just pushed you over the edge.
Yeah, that was too much.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyways, we were learning about discrimination in philosophy.
Mm.
And I was like writing about it in my notes. And I fell asleep while taking notes, which... You'd think that is impossible, but it's not. Like,
that's so scary.
Literally, while my hand is moving, I'm capable of shutting off my brain.
That's awesome.
And so I was writing, and it's, like, this example or something about, like, some runner's, like, legs are tied together and the other ones aren't. And, like, is it discrimination to cut the ties around that runner's legs because, like, he has it worse, but, like, you're still giving him, like, preferential treatment, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was writing that. One of the runners, blah, 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 shackled together. So now this is where I fall asleep. So I write shackled together. My, like, words are not making sense. Like, my writing looks really messed up. And, okay, period. And then I have next in line, try to kill him because she knew. And then I wrote something like that.
That's so scary. Why'd you write that?
And I crossed it out. And then I just said, let him out, period.
How did you write all of that in your sleep?
I don't know. And it's like... legible handwriting.
Can I see it?
I did write because instead of because.
Because.
Try to kill him. Him is not really legible.
I want to see it.
Anyways, try to kill him because she knew. Something crossed out.
Let him
and
out.
And then it just says, let him out.
That's so weird. Because it's like your actual handwriting, too.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So you're possessed.
So then I like woke up, I guess, or whatever. Like I was just dozing off. And then I dozed up. And I was like, oh, like I like missed that. Like I need to like copy the notes. So I like looked back where my notes were, and I just read that, and I was like, what?
Did you like freak
is
out?
Going on? Yeah. And then she was like, okay, class is over. And I was like, what so is going funny. On? Because I actually do not remember writing that at all. And I don't know where I got that. Because so I'm thinking that like I'm like half conscious while I'm writing.
Yeah.
And like half paying attention, but half not. So like my like hands are like writing something that I think. Supposed to write, and it's like writing what I'm dreaming, and that's apparently what I was thinking of.
That's so freaky.
She tried to kill him, or she killed him because she knew.
Let him out.
Let him out.
That's so freaky.
What?
You should see medium.
I know.
Speaking of mediums.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I got a little tarot card reading today.
Mm-hmm,
there was a little event in Farinon. So I don't know if I believe it. Are you into that kind of stuff?
Well, I feel like I would either be like, wow, she knew exactly, she knows who I am so well, or I'd be like, she doesn't know me at all.
Well, it's like the same thing with like zodiac signs and horoscopes. Yeah. It's always like, it can apply to everyone, but like also no one.
Yeah. Okay, so what'd she say?
So she was like, we were talking about like my love life, and she was like, you have super high standards, and then she was like, she kept flipping cards because she couldn't find like a boy card, so she was like, I need a boy card. So that none of them were, they're all about like just me. So she's like, you're super independent, and it like scares people away, and like I don't even know. And then she was like, you don't even know what you want, and like she kept having to flip more and more cards to find a boy one. And it was like, okay, yeah, then there's something happening in like a month, and then also a year. It was so weird.
The first two were, like, kind of accurate, but what do you mean, like, there's something happening in a month? There's always something happening in a month. There's like, always something happening in a year.
I don't know. And also, she was like, where are you going in the spring? I was like, nowhere. She's like, you're going somewhere.
Cool.
Like, awesome. Cool.
Wait, maybe you're going somewhere.
Maybe you're going somewhere. Spring break?
To visit Rachel in Sweden.
Oh, true, true.
Spring but, like, break. Why is it important? Why does she know
I don't
that?
Know. Why, like, why was
That's
that?
All she said? What else did she say?
That was pretty much it. It was pretty short, but she was just like, yeah, you're independent. You need to, like, let people in more. And, well, I mean, like, I guess that's kind of true, but... Oh, are we going to do our attachment styles again now?
No, I think we already did cover that. But, I mean, like, that's not... Being independent isn't, like, attachment style. Like, I feel like...
I don't know.
I feel like...
She was like, loosen up. Say hi to people more. I don't know.
No, you don't need that. You don't need to loosen up. I don't need that. You don't need to loosen up. Or say,
I feel like I'm pretty loose.
I feel like you're pretty loose and friendly.
Am I loose and friendly? To the right people.
Yeah.
All right, awesome.
I think you are. Like, you are always like, hi.
That's what I sound like to you.
Yeah.
Hi. Stormy.
Stormy.
Oh, my God. We should do ASMR.
Ileana. No. Hey, no. Ileana tries to do ASMR every single time.
It's so funny. It's not so funny.
You don't even like it, do you?
I hate it. It freaks me out. But I like doing it.
Why?
I don't know. It's kind of funny.
Like to freak people out.
Love freaking people out.
Spooky. Yeah. Spooky vibes.
Okay, back to music?
Yeah.
All right, cool. See you guys later.
we live life watching the time rise. Aikido in the universe. How come you never kissed me more than twice? Cool beans for a cool guy. It's easier to fly at night. She was all in my mind. I'm part, so I'm drinking your lies.
Keep loving you.
You want to hear what?
I want to hear your views.
I don't have views on that.
Also, I'm going to make you take this quiz. Are we on the air?
We are live. Okay, this cool. Just in, we have 2.5 million listeners, you guys.
That's crazy.
So crazy. Keep them coming. My Twitter is blowing up. So if you want to slow that down a bit.
I try to respond to every single DM. But
I'm really
like,
trying.
Just so you know, we like see all of them at least.
I see all of your DMs.
We see all of them. And every single time my heart flutters.
I know. It's so sweet, you guys. So I love my fans.
And like we would not be here without you guys. So
yeah. But if anyone has questions,
we
please send them my
relationship.
Way.
Without you guys, you guys are a therapy.
Yeah, this is my platform.
This is the only reason I talk to her.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's just like great. It's just like so good for us.
So good for us
to like have to continue our relationship like in a business manner, because otherwise we just wouldn't talk to each other ever.
Can't mix business and pleasure at all. Yeah, so this is strictly business.
Yeah, oh my god.
Yeah.
If God forbid we talk to each other outside of this,
could never.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That makes me throw
Once
up.
We turn on the music, it's silent in the room.
Yeah, we actually don't even look at each other.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I have to like, leave the room.
Yeah,
sometimes.
It's hard to leave
because it gets really intense. Yeah.
Yeah. Lock the door and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, if you have questions, send them my way. We will answer them. Yeah. What was your thing? Stop coughing into the mic.
Yeah, I know. It's actually
the people
so
don't want to hear that. Maybe they do.
You guys like it? I'm sick.
Some people might be into that. Be careful.
I'm shit.
Oh my god. Where's the cough button? The bleep, the dump button.
Dump.
I click it every time, but I don't think it does anything.
Yeah, me neither. But
oh, okay. People are saying no ASMR. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
Who said that?
A secret listener.
What?
Oh, okay. Wait. My Twitter is actually blowing up. This is crazy. Okay, what did you want me to do?
I don't know.
The quiz?
Oh, yeah, but you have to take it after.
Okay, I'll take it after. Oh. So, do you want to do a little thought experiment?
Yes,
or one of those paradoxes?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the omnipotence paradox. Mm. So, basically, so God, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he's real, let's pretend he is right now. He's supposed to be omnipotent, right? So this thought experiment is...
Does that mean, like, all-knowing?
All-knowing and all-powerful, whatever.
Okay.
So basically, could God create a rock so heavy that he can't lift it?
Mm. Yes.
But then if he can't lift it, then he's not all-powerful.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
So no.
But then he's not powerful enough to create the heaviest rock.
Oh, my God!
Is that crazy?
What?
What?
Yeah. Okay, he can't lift it, but he can if he wanted to.
No, but he can't.
There's nothing he can't do. So that's not even that's not an example. Like, there's no if. It's just no. He can't do... That's not a thing.
What do you mean?
He would be able to pick it up.
But then it's not the heaviest rock on Earth or whatever.
Why?
On life.
Why does the heaviest have to mean that he can't pick it up?
Like, not the heaviest. I mean that it's the rock is, like... So heavy that no one could pick it up. That's what I meant. Not the heaviest on Earth, whatever.
No one can pick it up, but he can.
Like, it's, like, impossible to pick up.
By human.
By anyone.
Okay, but he wouldn't create something that's impossible for him to pick up.
Well, I'm saying is that, like, the premise is, like, is he able to make it or not?
And my answer is...
No, there's no answer. That's the whole thing. Oh. Like, it's just a paradox.
Well, that's extremely confusing. I'm already really upset.
It's like the same thing, like...
You're
really upset.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, like, if you punch yourself in the face and it hurts, are you weak or are you strong? Did you just test it out? Okay, so we're doing that's live strength, testing
though, because I just slapped myself.
Okay, she just she's punching herself. Amelia, oh my god.
But different parts of your body, so your cheek is weak. Your cheek and your is weak. Fist is strong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you in pain?
A little bit, actually.
Okay. So you're like mentally weak too.
Oh my god.
I didn't mean that.
That's horrible.
I don't know why I said that.
You're like time. Just kidding. Do you have another one?
No. Do you have another one?
Oh, my mom wants to know what we were doing for Halloween.
Halloween. Oh, we were just talking about it. I don't really like Halloween.
Yeah, I don't like Halloween either. I've always hated it.
Here,
shout out to my mom. Ever since that I was a rock star for Halloween and I had a cardboard cutout, I'm staring into your soul right now.
Okay.
I don't know why I do that.
We're really connected. Yeah. No, we made like super good eye contact. What?
Ever since I was, oh, it's kind of fun to hold this.
Is it?
Ever since I was a rock star, mom, do you remember that? And I wore my UGG boots. And it was pouring rain, and I had a meltdown because my UGG boots got soaking wet, and my guitar deflated. And I was really upset, not because I had to go home early, but because I didn't get as much candy as my brother. And that really upset me. Well, no, not in a sad way, in a malicious way.
Why didn't you get as much?
Because I had to go home early because I was freaking out.
Got it.
Actually, that same night, I think Teddy was wearing a karate outfit and he like fell in the mud, but he was fine, God. I think.
Wait, are Uggs suede?
I don't know.
Suede, right? Is that why they can't get
one? Yeah. Also, my cheek like hurts a lot.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should have punched yourself 5 times.
I was just trying to like do the paradox.
Yeah.
Because I was
really confused. All in the name of science. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we don't like Halloween.
Yeah, no, I don't like it.
I always hate my outfit.
Oh, sorry. I don't really care that much, but it was just like weird in middle school. People like would go to this one street and have like shaving cream fights, and it was like stupid, but like it was fun.
We should like prank people and throw eggs at them.
All right, cool. I'm down.
That would be so
much
more fun.
You're not supposed to do this on the air.
Why not?
We're not doing that.
Yeah,
we were kidding.
It's just my mom.
It was a joke.
And my dad. Your parents.
Just kidding. What? No, so many people are listening. Look, now we're at 3.7 million.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's going up. Oh my god, it's going up.
We're not
going
to prank anyone.
No pranks today.
No pranks ever.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, I was just reading a text.
And I'm being Shakira, and
oh my god, you're telling everyone my secrets.
It's not a secret.
I know.
And
yeah, I'm gonna be Shakira. I can do a really good impression, but I'm not gonna do it right now.
Do it right now.
Whatever.
Do the singing one.
Which one?
Yo-le-la-le-la-le-la-le.
Yeah, if people can't tell what I am, I'll just be like, does this help you out? And then
sing.
Whatever. Forever. I'm meant to.
And you have a little coin skirt.
Shh.
What?
It's a secret.
For who? Everyone listening either went to the store, you're probably with you, or you probably already sent them a picture.
I don't have anything prepared for it except for like one thing.
And I'm being Cassie from Euphoria.
We're gonna figure it out.
That's my one thing, and I also don't have anything prepared. But
I never saw that show.
It's in the makeup. Oh, what? You're watching it tonight. It's so good. Yeah.
When you said we, do you meant me?
Well, no, because we don't talk out of here. But
right, exactly. But also, I was just making sure.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that. No.
Yes, you do.
No.
You don't do what? Watch TV?
Yeah, exactly. Never.
That's literally not true.
I know. I was just trying to test you.
What?
I don't know. Don't look at me like that. Fight. Are we gonna fight?
We need to like cut.
Yeah, I think cut. We should cut to music and we're gonna go fight this out right now. All right.
Till the need seeps in your love anymore. Collect your novel petals for the stem and glow, glow, melt and flow. Eviscerate your fragile frame. And if the old
your bright blood and offered their heads. Jump from the hook, you're not obliged to swallow anything you despise. See those unrepenting buzzards want your life. They got the right. As sure as you have eyes, they got no right.
Kill mama in the back of a car. You're no
Okay, this next song is requested by my dad, and I'm going to read the description that he said. He said, it's called, what is it called? Neighbor by Pine Grove, and he said, it's almost like a kid's song, but it's good. Deep. It's about the inevitable clash between humans and nature. So I've never heard it before, but aww. I think it's going to be a good one. So
okay, that's actually really weird, because the song before was a request from my dad, and I had no idea. That's really weird.
Yeah, well, I heard that your dad requested one, so I was like, oh, dad.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that was before, just now, was Daddy's Coming Home by Baby Jake. He really likes Baby Jake these days.
I'm only not sometimes by Baby Jake, but yeah. I like Baby Jake.
So this is Neighbor coming up next?
Yep.
Okay, enjoy everyone.
Little insect upside down and trying to right side up itself, fell by my right foot tapping, squirming mechanism, and it spins and tips vertical, but in we'll
nice. That was a good song. Mm-hmm. Really, it sounds really awesome with these speakers in here.
Yeah, I know.
All right, cool.
I'm mad because I just took a Love Life quiz and it didn't even give me an answer.
Another one?
No.
Wait, yeah, what did it say?
I was just taking another one. I don't know. It's like, oh, you will find love on a dating app. Well, that's not what I want to hear.
That's lame.
Okay, anyways.
The first one?
The first one? Oh, that we both got?
Yeah.
So I just made Ileana take a
Yeah, on the little break, we took a Love Life quiz and I got, what did I get?
I'll fall. We both got that we'll fall in love with a friend.
Yeah, so I will fall for a friend.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good thing we're not friends.
I was trying to, yeah, true.
That'd be awkward.
This is just business.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out what, I'm trying to look at what the definition is, but I just took this other quiz and I'm like going through every single question. Sorry. Don't listen to me.
No, I think everyone's listening
everyone's
to you at this
listening
point.
To me. Oh my yeah. God, I went too far. Oh my God.
Okay. What did it say?
Oh my God. I don't know. I can't find it. But basically it was just like, it was like, you'll find someone in your close circle who you haven't like, or you'll see them, like you'll really see them. And then you'll realize like, how did I miss them before? Like, how did I?
Mine said the
I,
same thing.
How did I not? Yeah. It was the same exact
okay.
answer. It's like, how did I not?
How did I not them see before? Them this way before?
Yeah. Which food did you choose for you?
I chose the veggies and dip.
Oh, I chose apple.
Really? I don't like apples.
Mm.
Because they That's hurt weird. My stomach.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah. Everything does, though. Yeah.
But apples? It's a
yeah,
fruit. It's
I
like
know.
A piece of fruit. That's kind
it's
of
probably because
of
I stay... Yeah. What? Because I stay away for them. So when I eat them again, I'm like,
yeah,
oh, my body's...
it's an
like,
apple.
I don't know. I don't know. Mm. Maybe I should try them again. Do you want to like have a little experiment later?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Eat apples.
Yeah, but don't talk to me.
Okay.
Because yeah. we're not friends.
No,
business only.
No.
Yeah,
no,
at all.
No.
Yeah.
We do live together, though.
No, we don't.
We do, though. They already know that.
We just happen to share a bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friends by
we don't talk,
chance.
We don't talk. We just like shower
Wait,
together
what
sometimes.
Is it? Friends by chance, roommates by choice?
Yeah, I just said something funny.
No. Oh, shoot. Can you,
say, do, like,
can you say it again?
This is so funny.
Make the funny again.
Do
the funny.
I said we're not friends. We just like shower together sometimes.
What? Don't tell people that. Jesus. Our 4.7 million followers.
Talk. We just
shower together.
In silence. In the dark.
In the dark and in silence. Yeah.
And we don't even bump into each other.
Never. Shower's pretty big.
Yeah, we have a perfect system.
We just try to conserve water.
Yeah, it's business. It's business again.
Business only.
It's just business again.
You know, we want to optimize profit here. That's all we care about.
Because we do pay our water bill.
We do pay the water bill.
We do
bill.
Pay the water bill, yeah.
Ourselves, out of pocket. Out you of guys pocket. Are paying our bill. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in.
Mom and Dad, don't listen to this, but I do have $10 in my bank account.
10 total.
Yeah, because I just bought you a birthday present.
Oh, my God. I knew you were a little liar.
No, that's a lie.
We were walking over. She was like... What did you say? You were like,
we're not doing anything
for your birthday. Nothing. And I was like, okay, cool.
Well, because Ileana doesn't like her birthday because
she's a freak. No. I do like my birthday. I just don't need a super elaborate thing.
Why?
Oh God. Because that's not what I need. I just want to like hang out with you guys.
But it's so fun. Everyone
okay.
pays attention to you. Everyone is celebrating that you're alive. Everyone's celebrating that you're turning 20. And it's like, who the freak cares? It's just 20, but for some reason we all are so happy.
No, I want to celebrate. Don't get me wrong, but we don't need to like be like, oh my God, everyone needs to go out and celebrate my 20th birthday because I'm turning big
2-0. You just don't want to go to CHT, is basically what you're saying.
Exactly.
And nobody wants to do that. That's
nobody,
off the table.
All right,
so why are you complaining?
No, I'm not.
So you want to do a big thing.
Yeah, everyone's invited. All 4.7 of you.
Yeah,
come over.
Invited.
Yeah.
You actually are.
It's my birth week
I am
soon.
Literally.
Should we do a whole
and
week?
She's turning 20. She's such a little baby. She's only 19.
We're the same age.
Yeah, I know, but I'm a year younger than you.
No, but...
School year.
Do you hear that knocking?
What?
There's someone doing construction, like,
oh,
right
I
outside.
Actually thought it was a ghost, because, like, Halloween. Halloween. Right.
That's awesome. I'm really happy that's happening.
Do you guys
now.
Believe in ghosts?
I believe in ghosts.
Me too. But, like, what do you think a ghost is? Like, spirit?
Yes.
Have you ever seen The Sixth Sense?
No.
Oh, my God.
You would love it. It's a thriller.
I love horror movies and
thriller
movies.
Okay, yeah, you always say this and you never watch them.
I do
like,
when
I
I'm alone.
I want to watch them with you. I want to finish Get Out. I want to watch Sixth
Sense
with
you. Roxanne doesn't like scary movies, so like I feel like no
okay.
one does. I forgot. Like,
I'm right here.
Oh, hey.
And
but we don't hang out outside of this, Amelia.
Oh, yeah, true. true.
This is just a facade, you guys.
Yeah.
We just converse well together. We went different directions. Okay.
Yeah, we just converse well. This is scripted.
Okay.
It's conscripted well conversing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're really good at making it look like this isn't
this
scripted.
This is so fun. I feel extremely powerful.
She's holding the mic.
Like this.
Can you do your Shakira impression now?
Lole, lole, lole.
Yeah, so this is why good? I'm Shakira for Halloween.
Do you watch me fake sneeze? Wait, they can't.
Watch the kids. We're going to live stream next time on Twitch or something.
Twitch?
I don't know. Instagram?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
We got to ramp up our Instagram. Okay, we'll talk about that on the break.
Okay, bye-bye.
Dance the night.
So we just absolutely brawled. We were in a screaming match.
Wait, why were we fighting?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, Ileana, you're going to get married. And she was like, I don't want to be in a relationship. And I was like, okay. I don't. She's like, I told you this so many times, Amelia. Like, I told you this so many times. I don't want to get married, but if my partner wants to, I will. And I was like, okay, well, I just mean that you might have a life partner. And then she was like, okay, well, yeah.
Like now. And then she was like, I, like, freaked out a little bit.
Yeah, she thought that I meant now.
I was like, no, was like, I'm a college student. I don't.
But think about how I'm talking, but then pretend I'm yelling.
No, we were screaming. It was kind of weird.
Every time we're in this room, we do that.
Like, yeah, we like fight randomly. So we have to go because like we're super over the time. But
I don't want
it
though. I'm having fun.
It's kind of fun. Maybe you should.
It's so fun.
Yeah, it's fun. But I have a little quote to sign off with.
I want to get a quote too.
Mine is, it's time flies like an arrow. Okay. Fruit flies like a banana.
Okay.
That's it?
I don't get it.
Well, it's up for interpretation for everyone listening. Do you have a quote or should we say bye-bye?
I'm not going to be able to find one in time, so we can say goodbye.
Okay. Thanks for listening, guys. Tune in next week.
Guys.
To our 5.9. Wow. What? We're going to break 6 million next time, I promise.
100% we are, yeah.
Okay.
That's our deal to you guys.
Yeah, you guys.
You guys.
You guys.
We love you so much.
Kisses. Thanks to our fans. Love you.
ASMR kisses from Michaela. Yeah.
Bye.
We know it's you, Michaela.
Yeah, we do.
We know you don't like ASMR. And for that, we love you because I don't like it either. And
all right, so you guys are on the same page.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.